those things that have a lot of permutation, like the incumbent. Are they really what?
And birthday's hit.
Huh?
It's been any birthday. What else can I do? And nothing great in the answers. That's it there. I don't think chemistry is special.
You have to convince them that chemistry and philosophy are chemistry. Without Krishna consciousness, it is all useless. Takarmana amam bhaccha sankshiti labhati para. That part I was explaining. That Atapum Vidyat Sreshtha Dhanna Samadhidhagata Shaan Siddhartha Dharma Shah Hatsuddhi Hari Krishna. Yes. For going on?
Yes.
You can sit down. So, everyone is working, never mind, in whatever occupation one is engaged. That doesn't matter. But one has to test whether he is becoming successful, because everyone wants success. We are not animals that without any success we can work hard, live. That is animalism. Just like the third man, like giving the example, Gopar Dhanha. The ass of the water. That kind of busyness and work is no use to paradox. Ass of the water. We are not fortunate by experience. In India, there is a class who are called watermen. In India, there are different parts. Waterman is class, barber is class, so many departments have. So, each and everyone, there is a class, who take up that one? Sweeper is class. All the necessities. Class. There is a class. The priest, there is a class. The fighter, there is a class. That is my husband. And India, florist, there is a class. Florist. Their business is simply to supply flowers. Y también hacer mi plan. Luchar en mi plan. Desde la idea de la tiempo, no me di cuenta. Poner en mi plan. En que no me di tiempo, si hay un mentir. What does that know? How long? Go. The prasadam is cooked every day in new earthen pot. No old pot is used. Once used, it is done. Formerly, before the system in India, even dishes, once used, it is done. No earthen. Even golden dishes, silver dishes. Once used in this program. Now, golden dishes, there is no use of golden dishes. Neither nobody throws it away. But that was now the earthen dishes, just like canna clay dishes. This is considered impure. Because it is repeatedly used. In India, those are strict Hindus, earthen dishes, once used, it is repeated. Clay dishes. But this is canna clay dishes. It is not to be used again. So, just like you have got paper, glass and glass here, you eat it and throw it out. Similarly in India. Now it is being introduced with paper dishes gradually, but from very old times, a refreshment or foodstuff supply in clay dishes. And after the thing is done. So, there is a water glass. Supply to sell their products. Just like in your country also, so many things are thrown out so that the manufacturer gets chance to sell again. So, everyone has got a particular type of profession. The potter, the workman, the florist, the grain dealer, the silver or gold dealer, the banker, everything, and the priest, and the warrior. So, even in India still, there is no difficulty for black folk. There is a class, Kshatriya, or very, very glad to be recruited. So, and there is some Jats, they are called Jats, Gurkha. They don't like any other position. Why? They like the Sikhs. The Sikhs, they are Jats class. And the Gurkha, the whole British Empire was extended with the help of the Sikhs and the Gurkha. The British has took this Gurkha and the Sikhs to Burma, to Mesopotamia. They liquidated the empire because they lost India. The British soldiers are not helping to keep up their empire. The Indian soldiers. de Pasquale, okay? By the Indian side, the park and plants everywhere. They're fighting class, they like to fight. And fighting is not going every day. So the Iron Man, just like you have to fight for the state. So there is no monthly salary system. You are awarded by the government a certain tract of land free. You produce grains and utilize land, no tax for you. But when there will be war, it's a fight. They bring nice hands. Similarly, a temple, the god has to supply flowers daily. Mr. Khanna, am I right? You know this Indian system? So the flourish is given a certain type of land, free, and let him produce flowers and make business. But the quantity of flowers I require for my temple, he must supply. Similarly, the bank's man, he should come and play a bank. Everything was on land dispute. That was the system. And tax was paid to the government. Not by assessment. Assessment. What about your land production is there, you give to the government one form. If you have produced 1,000 grains, you have to give to the government 250 months. And if you have produced 100, then give 25. But there is no question of harassment. What about the production is there? So, this profession is accepted from very time. Different kinds of men engaged in different kinds of activities. Maybe a florist, maybe a potter, maybe a cobbler, maybe anything, grain producer. There's so many society requires so many things. So, according to Vedic system, there is a class. And Bhagavad says that you are engaged in your occupational duty. So, whether you are getting success by such occupational duty, the Vedic system does not condemn anyone. You are potter, or you are lower. No. You are as good as a priest. Because you are doing a duty. The power. Never condemn. This is development of later age when the so-called Brahmins become pleasure. They began to condemn so-called lower class. There was destruction in the whole social system, but in the beginning it was done. So, they had got respectable terms, just like the Brahmin, he was there as Pandit Maharaj. The Chhatri, he was there as Thakusa, Thakur. And he merchant is addressed says, and the different class addressed Chaudhary in Sweden. This way everyone has got respectable position. Why? Because his base of the success was what? Vishnu. Success. Sakarmana samabhya samsiddhi jagati. Whatever your occupation may be, that doesn't matter. But if you worship the Supreme Lord by your occupation, then you are successful. The service supplies power to the temple. The water supplies force to the temple. The trees chants mantra in the temple. The Kshatriyas, they protect the temple, supply the expenditure of the temple. Because the land belongs to the Kshatriyas, they are prior class. Because they occupy land, so they have got the obligation to give protection to the country. Why? This is that. And here, at the present moment, the arrangement is that you have no land. I have no land. You are landless, but you are called by it. Why? This system is content system. The Kshatriyas, they are royal class, they possess land. So they have a obligation to protect the country. They have to bear a fight. Some night says, those who are occupying administration of the country, they should fight. But they are sitting very nicely in their armchair and calling somebody to fight the king. This system is not scientific. Therefore the caste system is very nice. They are now being condemned. Not condemned. But they want to deny this. But this is a very scientific system. Why? It is created by Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Jātu bandham vayā system gunakarma dhuhā. I have created the four divisions of caste. It is not exactly caste. Yes, but how it can stop? It is natural. So, Bhagavad recommends Śrīla Gosvāmī is addressing Akappam vidhidhasrashtra varnāsama vibhāva. This system of section and division. He is Brahmi, he is Kshatriya, he is Vaishya, he is Śūdra, he is Brahmachari, he is householder, he is Vanaprastha, he is Sannyasi, or subsection, he is potter, he is waterman, he is this and that. You may divide it or not, this section will be there in every society. But Bhagavad says that you may be situated in any person. It doesn't matter. Whether you be a Kshatri or a dummy or a potter or a waterman or whatever it is, it doesn't matter. Everyone should be satisfied by his occupation. But how one gets successful by his occupation? He hasn't got to change the occupation. In the material world, one has to change his operation, but that kind of success. Suppose, if you are a foreigner, and if you want to become English, so you have to change your operation as well. But in the spiritual world, you haven't got to change your position. And still you get spiritual life. That is beauty. You have not changed. If somebody says that, sir, I am caught as, how can I be Krishna conscious? He requires that one should be a Brahmin, one should be very learned and philosophy, and one must have a sacred trade and be attached. So I am a potter, I am a cobbler, I am a watchman. Krishna says that. It does not require change. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says it does not require change. Krishna says, Sakarmana Tapam Satcha. You just try to worship the Supreme God by the result of your office. Because Krishna requires everything. So if you are a potter, you supply pots. If you are glory, you supply flowers. If you are carpenter, you work for temple. If you are waterman, and you work for him, for the temple. Temple is the center, Krishna. And everyone gets chance to offer his service. Therefore, temple worship is very nice. This temple should be organized in such a way that we don't require any money. We give your tithe. Therefore, you be engaged in your study. Don't change your study. But you try to serve the temple means to bring loss by your occupation.
In the correct position, you might have a community. The
community is supposed to be there. The potter is there, the water person man is there, the grocer is there, the meat man is there, everyone is there. So we haven't got to form community.
No, in the correct position, that the temple will be the center.
Yes, temple is open for everyone. Let him come and sit down, chant Hare Krishna, hear Bhagavad Gita. We don't say, Hari Potter, no, you are not allowed. We don't say that. Hari Kamlar, you are not allowed. No, we don't say that. Everyone says, come on. And what is the reason? Chant Hare Krishna, everyone can do it. And what is the next business? We read sometimes philosophical portions from Bhagavad Gita, you have got this chance. Yes. But the rascals are not coming. That is the rascals. Because they will go to hell. We are offering the greatest facility. But they are so rascals, they are not coming. It is a rascal dance. What is dividend? You come, sit down, chant Hare Krishna, take nice prasadam, hear philosophy, see nice pictures, beverages, eat. What is the dividend today? But that brain is full with rascal dance. They'll go to cinema, they'll go to hotel, they'll go to some other thing, but they will not come to temple. All chakras where these things are. ini kan peribadi. Peribadi itu means they're so content that they don't get facilities of the past. They have been educated, they have been trained in such a way that they don't like this. But this is their success. Power thing. And you see, be a resource. Atas Kundvi is a sattva, but not some of vibhavas. Vibhavas means external condition. My dear Rana Prani, because Sudha Goswami was speaking very large assembly of Brahmins to Madras. Because it is understood the book, not by particular class. But they are not disallowed. He depends on the speaker to present very nicely for their understanding. It is not, I would say, strong. Wisdom of Bhagavata Seva. This is the process. Sunyadam sabada krishna punna sivana kitana viriddhan tattva avatrani unati suhit sada. If you kindly come and hear about Krishna, then Krishna is very much pleased upon you. Anyone, suppose if somebody is interested with you, he likes your activities, he likes to hear about your qualities, he will be also pleased of Krishna, interested in finding a prayer. So, Srimadam Sabada Krishna. Krishna is within your heart. Krishna is within and without. Because he is all but ready. It is not that he is simply without or within. He is within and without. That is all but. Agirātmūrtam. And all by writing does not mean that he is not in Goloka Vrindavan. He is there also. Golubeva Nivasati Pasidhatam Bhutas. Although he is above Goloka Vrindavan, he is everywhere. Just like that. He is 90 million miles away from here. Situated and grow. But he is everywhere. He is right now. This is sunrise. So if sun can remain in that way, everywhere, why not the Supreme Personality of God be also everywhere? So he is within your heart. And when he sees that you are interested in hearing about him, he becomes intelligent. He's sympathetic to everyone, still more sympathetic. So, what does he do? In the Dhamma Sabada Krishna, Krishna, when he sees that one is interested in hearing about him, then he gives you facility. What's that facility? The facility is in the Dhan Sabata Krishna Punna Sivana Kisa. Krishna Bhagha talks about Krishna. You either you understand it or not understand. It doesn't matter. If you simply sit down to receive in oral reception to such message, to become fire, anything. Punna Sarana Kita. You don't understand. Simply, you talk and discuss and hear, you become part. Just like fire. You come to the fire, you understand it and not understand, you get caught. That's why we need to hear. You don't require to understand how the fire is produced, what is the nature of physical constitution. If you do it, understand or not understand. It's like you sit down on a car, not a car. You understand it or not understand it, what is the meaning of the car, but you, Brahma. Similarly, Krishna Maha, simply the simple method, if you finally come and hear, then you will be fire. That is the first instruction. Don't understand, don't follow, that you, the injection is there, you become fire. What is the problem? And if you give little attention, then the result will be wisdom tattva of drying all undesirable things that is accumulated within your heart. That will be clear. Krishna is helping.
Supposedly, the false ego and the rest of the ego.
What is the false ego and Krishna? Yes, that's right.
The attention itself.
Yes, if you give attention, it is better. Even if you don't give attention, simply hear, that will also have some attention.
We should be able to control our attention,
to direct our attention to where. Then what is the use of sitting if you don't control your attention? Then you're simply wasting time. Why do you come? That is understood. When you come to hear, that means you must hear with attention. But this is a concept that even if you don't hear with attention, to be justified. And if you do it, you make profit. Get the result very quickly. So, the success of life is to please Krishna as the Supreme Lord by one. Caught by the Lord of this day. So seeing and hearing is still his priority. What? By experience, practical experience, he sees that he is a man, some get hurt, he fights, he's trying to arrest the person. And he has heard also that if somebody comes there, he will be punished. Now what do you want? Two things are required. There are some, seeing and hearing, for gaining knowledge. So he has got knowledge by seeing and hearing, but still, that means the heart is not clear. So this thing will be helpful for clearing the heart. Simply by legal obligation, one cannot be purified. You may enact thousands of rules and regulations and laws, you cannot purify. The heart of the truth. Here is the process to purify the heart of the truth. Therefore, there could be definite family law. Simply by saying that if you do this, then you will punish. Nobody cares for that. That's like a child. The parents daily says, mind your heart, don't do this. This is nature. That's like a dog, animal. Because the heart is not being fast. The knowledge is not there. But this is the process for purifying the heart. Cheta Vatpana Marjanam. This is the process. So one should take advantage of this process. How to purify the mind. How to purify the heart. Then he will be perfect, perfect man. Srinatan Sabhadar Krishna. So we don't say that you change your profession, you change your position or occupation. No. Please come and hear. Please, if you don't chant, please hear. The hearing process also is pure. Sravanam Kirtan. So, people should come to our temples and hear this chanting. We are not catching, we are not asking any. If you give some contribution, there is temple and banking bank, you get expenditure, heavy expenditure. This country, if you so kind, it's very kind of you, even if you do not pray, you don't like, please come. Please come and hear. If they are your friends, if you are really friends. So, it will be nice. Sāni sthitā sujivatāna sabhuvāna manasī. You remain what you are. Don't say that you change. But you hear. Suti Vatam. Suti means it's here. God has given you this nice thing. You just inject the transcendental vibration through this ear. And when you purify yourself, then you know how to make your life successful by your efforts. Satarmana tamam bhaksa sansiddhi lavate para. Sansiddhi, sansiddhi means perfection. About 60 years before, in our childhood, more than 65 years before, when you were 5-6 years old. These systems of hearing in the evening, in every village, my maternal uncle's house was in the suburb of Calcutta. So nowadays, when you used to go for maternal uncle's house, all the ladies and princes of the house would go to a place where hard work was working hard. First, they would sit down. All the members of the neighboring people, they would come. In crowd, and they will hear, and whatever they can say, they will say. And if that impression at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, they will go to bed by then. Usually, the meeting was taking place after night dinner, about at 9 o'clock. From 9 to 10, 11, the discussion was gone, and then the members dispersed to go to their respective homes. They are seen. And all the ladies, whole row, they will discuss the priest told me, they discuss very seriously, to understand. So they don't require any education, simply by hearing. They become involved. This is the knowledge. Dhinnatam, sapatam, sinnatam. Just try to hear, hear, hear. Very nice thoughts. So we are inviting people to have so much big space, and possibly can see. Mr. Dhanna, why they do not touch? can you get it?
Many people don't know about that
prayer.
Huh? Many people
don't know about that prayer. So many people came from that day. At least they know. They are no eaters. That is the thing. That this life is meant for perfection in self-realization or Krishna consciousness, this dull brain does not allow to understand this fact. Therefore, I was explaining that by Sumedha, good brains also. So people are becoming dull. Talking all nonsense. And there is so many nonsense things. It's like you tell a gentleman can you are presenting or you are talking that on zero some great family spoke 4 hours. And he was very proud that on zero one can speak throughout his whole life. No, he did not. if you can speak on some subject matter for 4 hours, how is it zero? Just see the contradiction. Personally, if you if I can speak something on a subject matter, is that subject matter zero? Zero means sunna. Sunna means nothing. Yeah. How you can speak on nothing? If you can speak on nothing, then nothing is no more nothing, it is something. But he also planned for his four and zero for 4 hours. I did not contact him because he is newcomer. But I talk on another subject. But this is the position. Suppose he can talk on zero for 4 hours. And then you waste your time. Will offer it to you? Will it be zero? Just like you add 1 million zeros. What is the value? Zero. So who is a fool just knowing that 1 million zeros makes zero? Why should I waste my time making so many zeros? Tiger is a fool. Or if zero has so much substance to see, then how is it zero? If zero has so much value that one can speak on it for hours and hours together, then how is it zero? People do not understand things very properly. That's what God is. You are theorizing the man who spoke on Jesus for 4 hours. Yes. That is the system. If you hear a man talking nonsense and people is clever and he's asking what you understood, oh, it is a very difficult question. Then why not waste the time? If you cannot express, if you do not understand. Simply, people want generally of words. They don't want substance. They don't want substance. That is the difference with the present case. Sakarmana kama patra samkriti sakara. Sanuskritasya dharma samskriti. Report. So, we should learn this nice simple fact that whether by your work Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead is being satisfied. Just like a student how he is persecuting his studies, he retains that as an examination how he can satisfy the examiner. Similarly, whatever we may do, we have to inquire or to understand whether by that work the Supreme Personality of Godhead is satisfied. Unfortunately, they do not believe in God or if they have some ideas of God, now they say God is dead. So they do not think that it is necessary to please God. That is
it. And if we have a decision to make, we should make the decision only in terms of how it's going to affect our service to Krishna. In other words, it's not necessary to accept decisions. I mean, it's probably very necessary to know how
it is not difficult.
Yes. But you have to consider all the different views and figure out how you can serve Krishna
the best way. Yes. Krishna can be served by his own occupation, as I described just now. Whatever it may be, you may be a potter, you may be a florist, you may be, so whatever it may be. But you can satisfy Krishna by your work. you do not require to satisfy yourself with some specific qualification. Whatever qualification you have got, you have to drop it under the direction of expert spiritual master. How can that?
What does that expert mean in the list of qualifications for a devotee? There's a list of qualifications of a devotee, there's one qualification expert.
Yeah.
What does that mean in relation to the occupation?
Expert means whatever he's doing, he must do it very nicely. Suppose you are sweeping the floor. Oh, you can do it very nicely to your best knowledge. That is expert. They give you their whole advice. Any work you do, do it very nice. That is it for. Don't do it half of that. Your best time, your best capacity, try to finish it very nice. Whatever you are interested in some work, do it nice. That is it. If you think that you are unable to do that work, then whatever work you can do, you can. But do it nice. That is expert. Don't imitate. Oh, I have no capacity to work in that way. But I want to imitate. Oh, you think that I should do. Don't do it. That is not expert. You take up what you can do very nice and do it. There are so many works. Krishna is not that he's static. He's dynamic, force. That's why, for sure, you are not a Vedanti, you are not a Brahmin, not a sannyasi, you are householder, you are military man, but he knew his business has to be nice. So you do your business nicely, that is his fault. And when it is dogged in Krishna, there is no gradation that this business is not better than that business is lower. Because everything is not Krishna. So that business becomes Krishna. To be frank, that Krishna is satisfied. And then it is Krishna. Vyapari su vyaparam junaro kattum ichyati samula hannati ikkilat pājiva bhāmalabha. It's far. There's very nice story in Sanskrit. A monkey. You might have some experience that sawman would touch wood, sawman. So a sawman was cutting wood by the saw. So at the end of business, it was half cut. So he pulled on a plug so that next day it will come and be filling the sun. So one monkey came. The monkey sat down there and began to pull on the plug. Because monkey's business is simply mischievous. So, he did not know that his plow and some portion of his thigh was within the hole, and when he took out the plow, it was clipped, and he could not get out and died. So the hints are telling that killer party of honor. Abhyapara is abhyapara. Abhyapara means an occupation, an occupation which is not peaceful. That is abhyapara. Abhyapara is abhyapara. And one occupation which is not exactly fitting you. You do not know how to do it. Abhyapara is abhyapara. If one wants to act in a business in which he is unable to do, then he is killed just like this poor man. Abhyapara subhyapara sunano kartum chati sa moola annate. That foolish person is killed just like this man. The monkey's business was not to imitate this homer, but he wanted to imitate. And the result was that he was killed. But that is not expert. Expert, that is, to just try to do which is easily performed. Don't accept anything heavy task, because Krishna does not want that you have to do this heavy task. Whatever you know, you just apply. Stop everything, Krishna. Krishna does not say that you have to become like this, like that, like that. Very concerned. Just like this now. This is. What does it know? It's an animal. But the cat knows the breath is red and tongue is like this and down of the sea. You see? And the fact that it's dead. That is expert. First of all, find out what is easily done by. Don't take anything which is not easily done. You find out what is your occupation, what you can very nicely and easily perform, and do it for you. Is that clear? Expert. This is expert. Expert does not mean that I do not know how to drive motor car and I will have to imitate somebody once I become like that. Why? You do not know driving, why should I drive? Whatever you know, you just drive. That's business. Try to satisfy Krishna. If you know driving, that's all right. But don't take my Guru Maharaj's experience that you haven't got to learn anything extra for Krishna's time. Whatever you know, just apply it. Then you will. Because our time is very short. We do not know when I am going to die. As soon as I am out of this body, I am completely under the grip of nature. And I do not know what kind of body I am getting next. Of course, Krishna assures that his devotee will never be dead. You get good points. But I do not know what kind of body I am making. Therefore, before finishing this part, I will have to develop Krishna consciousness very nice. That is my success. The dhāt dhūrmāmīdam, bhūsambhāmāt, after many, many of the evolutionary process, I have got this nice human form of body in America or India, in civilized nations, or this sanity, I have no economic problem. That's not right. So, it is to be understood they are simply wasting. Oh, how miserable it is. They get the opportunity and they are simply wasting persons' qualities. Just like cats and dogs. Whole day working, whole day laboring, why? So that is also in the house society. Eating stool, the messy plate, and they have got very good facilities, concepts. Is that the end of life? So Bhagavad says, Nāyana dīha dīhu bhājāṁ vidhūti, kattāna kāmāna aharti vidhujāṁ. You are working so hard that the aim should not be simply self-gratification. The self-gratification is then getting half society, half society without any extra qualities. Vishara bhagu sarvata sya. Vishara means this self-gratification business. You will have in any life, in birth life, in dog life, in cat life, to do things that human life is also meant for that purpose. Then what is the meaning of civilization? Is that civilization? If the end of life is the same, that's like cats and dogs, is it civilization? They do not know what is civilization. They follow. They think that eating very nicely in a palatable dish or fancy. But eating is eating, and you eat. But if you are hungry, anything that is fine, you can eat. You can eat. Sleeping, when you are past asleep, you do not know whether you are in the nice building, in nice apartment, you are dreaming that you are thrown into the ocean. So sleeping. So, keep on my judgment for sleeping. Is that civilization? At least if one understands that this is my business. My business is not to work hard and end it by senseless. This is not my business. That is Sanskriti. That is success. If at least one understands this aim of life, even little understands, he gets that human body, that character. At least he's not going to get any cash and dogs for it. That is better than normal. Sujinam Simadam Gihi Bhuga Prasad Sanjaya. And Arjuna inquired that if a man cannot execute this yoga system, bhakti yoga system, Krishna consciousness, it is half to me, or one fourth to me, or 10% to me, it's not complete to me, then what is the Isn't it? He's good for nothing. No, Krishna says, no. There's no fear for dharma sattvati. Even little is understood. He can see from his greatest nature. Hey, Sujina Simadam, he is Yoga Vasya Sankhya. If he is not successful in his life, then he is given another chance next life. Where? Sujina and nice transcendentalist, then Brahman and Krishna, devotee, or pious man in his hand. Or less than if he is less qualified, then he is given a chance to get his birth in a rich man. Suppose the family, in rich family, he has no economic problems. And in a poor family, he gets direct opportunity to advance his path in the consciousness. These two families, he gets another chance. But unfortunately, those who are born in this family, they immediately give up all principles of principle. Oh, I've got so much money in the house, let me give up. Let me give up. This is mine. He does not think, because he has no education, that he has got this opportunity, that he has no economic problem. Take this opportunity for advancing Krishna consciousness. And he is a good guy to become a devotee. Somebody educates him. Or, I ask you all. Hello. It's misguided. He gets his rank. Oh, you have got so money, so much money. Look at India. He may be an India.
What is the type of pleasure, this material pleasure, that a person feels is engaged in material pursuit? He feels some kind of pleasure. Not very much pleasure, but some pleasure. What is that pleasure made of?
That is material pleasure. Material pleasure means sex pleasure, that's all. The end of material pleasure, the topmost material pleasure is sex pleasure. So all these materialists, they are trying to get pleasure from the sex life. This way, that way, that way, that way, that way. Because they have no other information. Material pleasure means sex. Sex pleasure, tongue pleasure. That gentleman was sitting and asking, can I smoke? This time he dedicated his kidney on cigarette. He becomes this time. And he said, no, he cannot. This is material. You train on your senses. In such a way that it becomes resistant. It cannot get out of the entanglement. But this Krishna consciousness is free. Janamaitana vigrahame sukham dukkham. There are all aspects of Krishna consciousness. The material pleasure means And that's very different. That's that is the current aspect of this. You find that you have two, one man and and legitimate or illegitimate. Either human being or animal or part of these, the parent. And unless one is strongly equipped in Krishna consciousness, it is not possible to be well. That is it. It is not possible. That Krishna is not on the moon. He can catch his head, even the cupid. This is cupid's business. Attraction of male and female. And when that does not attract you, you forget this stupid attraction. That is known as Madanwa. Devam Sutu Pangana. Mamo Mandana Devati. Matsaravasta Padam Vudu Radha Madanwa. This is the beginning. Then forget that. You are attracted to that system. When you become diseased, there is useless. You are diseased, take medicine. There is no necessity of asking when you become diseased. You are diseased, take medicine. That's all. What is the use of us tracing the history? Everything has its history, that's all right. But my immediate necessity is that I am diseased. I want to be cured. Give me some medicine. But there is history. The history is this, that just like disease. You have fallen victim of disease, that means you have given chance to the infection, that's all. That is the common circumstance. You are infected with some disease, that means you have given chance for that infection. There was a story in a medical journey. Typhoid Mary, one girl, whenever you are present, everyone is being infected with typhoid. Then she was examined that she is full of typhoid germs. But she was immune. But she infected wherever she was. Medical journalist. So we should be careful not being infected. And that how you can become free from infection, these four rules. Don't have this. Then you are free from infection. See, you should be careful from being infected. There is no use tracing out the history where you become infected. You should not be infected. That should be okay. And as you are now infected, you try to avoid the causes of infection and take the medicine you will not be. completado. అనుకున్న ఈ అవకాశాన్ని on behalf of Krishna, we have to stand with folded hands with all humility. Please come to us and hear. Please add a word. Satalami Bhupihaya Dura.
say anything about Krishna in Vivekananda's speech?
No, I was reading speeches. I want to see how it works. So I don't know if you're asking.
So you can give me a little milk and finish the test. Our glory is God's glory. Yes, our glory is to you because you are interested in Krishna passes. That is it, glory. There's a time. Please, try to understand it as nicely. We all have it. That is my request. Imagination. Imagination. As you do.